you. It is What's on Your Mind. I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Henin. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Scott will be joining us a little bit shortly. I had a meeting this morning, so he'll be catching up with us in just a little bit. Coming up on the program today, we're going to talk with the Senate side. Of course, I had an opportunity to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer yesterday, the House side. What's going on in the House of Representatives concerning the, I'm not going to call it a shutdown, it's a slowdown. There's still government entities working, so it is a shutdown, not a, or a slowdown rather, not a shutdown in my view, but we'll get the Senate side of that. We'll talk with Senator John Hovind coming up a little bit later on this hour. Of course, as always, our standing invitation for Senator Heidi Heitkamp to join us, but still has not come to fruition. So, of course, it's an open invitation at all time for our congressional delegations to join us on the program. But John Hovind coming up at 9:30 at the bottom of the hour. 10 o'clock, a little special treat. Now, I don't know if you follow Marilyn Haggerty, but she kind of blew up last couple of years. She was discovered. And she has been a reporter, a writer for the Grand Forks Herald forever. She's got a food beat. She was discovered by the national press, and she made the whole circuit all the way around the country, all the talking points, all the morning shows nationally. And, well, she's now a famous restaurant reviewer for the Grand Forks Herald, and she's got a brand new book out, A History of American Dining in 128 Reviews. So we're going to talk to her, and a charming woman, a great opportunity to chat with her coming up next hour. Also, a big storm heading into potentially North Dakota. They're talking 2 to 6 inches possible in the Bismarck area, south central North Dakota. See where that's spreading out. 2 to 6 feet possible. It's southwest of North Dakota and some other areas of South Dakota, Montana, and Wyoming with this storm system. So we'll talk with the National Weather Service coming up at 1047. Get all the complete details on that. The latest weather information for you right here on all of our stations around the state. Of course, heard on KFIRE 550, AM 910, KCJB in Minot, AM 1460, KLTC in Dickinson, 1100 The Flag in Fargo, and 1090 The Flag in Tioga. We want to know what's on your mind. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Are you hurt by what's going on with the government slowdown? I had an opportunity to talk with General Spritzenatic with the National Guard on Tuesday at an event I was at. He was guessing about 450, 460 North Dakota Guards people whose salary is derived by the federal government, full-time Guard members here in North Dakota. And, they have federal salaries, and he said they were going through the process of trying to figure out who were essential and non-essential personnels. Well, that number was a little bit bigger than he thought. Some 500 North Dakota Guard members. If you're one of them, I'd like to hear what your take on this is. Also, should open-air national parks and monuments, including Theodore Roosevelt National Park, be closed or barricaded during the government shutdown? If they didn't have guards or fences before the shutdown, doesn't it seem a little odd, maybe like the Obama administration is playing politics with the shutdown? You look at the National Mall, some of the things that are there. Of course, we've got the overlook here with the Painted Canyon, which is normally open. You know, they closed the building, but you can drive in. You can't drive in right now. It's got gates up. You can't go take a look at that, which it's just a scenic stop. There's no reason that is gated off at this moment. Also, should companies, cable companies have the monopolies in cities that they operate in? Is satellite enough competition for cable? Fargo residents are caught in a dispute between Cable One and Turner Networks preventing viewing of baseball playoffs. So no TBS on that system. So hey, no baseball playoffs. You know, I got caught up in that a couple of years ago when the hockey was shut down. There was no hockey on the cable networks, and I was a little miffed about that. And you know, we had an opportunity to talk with Congressman Kevin Cramer We're going to talk with Senator John Hoeven at the bottom of this hour, so start formulating your questions if you want to call in and chime in on those and get your words in for Congressman or for Senator John Hoeven. But Senator Hoeven, Senator Heitkamp said that they're going to be donating their paychecks to charity. Congressman Craver said he's not giving up his paycheck during the shutdown. He says, quote, "I'm working to earn the salary the people pay me," while Senators Hoeven and Heitkamp are going to be donating to charity. What's the right move on that? What do you think they should be doing on that? What's your take? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. I'm Steve Bach, and Scott Hennem will be joining us shortly here on the program. Let's get to the phones. Mark in Grand Forks. Mark, what's on your mind today?
I wanted to talk about Iran. A week ago from this past Monday, Mark Stein was guest hosting on the Rush Limbaugh Show, and he reported that Iran had recently run a military exercise demonstrating their military buildup, and one of the things they did was parade some ballistic missiles with the slogans "Death to America" and "Death to Israel" painted on them. And we know for a fact that Iran gets much of its weapons technology from communist China. Because on May 26, 2011, Senate Foreign Relations Committee hearing, Bob Menendez, the senator, said communist China continues to, quote, "share sensitive ballistic missile, chemical, and nuclear weapons technology with Iran," and that China had, quote, "inaugurated a missile plant in Iran," unquote.
Mark, do you think it's a little disingenuous?
By Senators Reich and Senators Webb, who said China engages in transshipments of missiles and weapons tech from North Korea to Iran.
Mark, my question is, do you think it's a little disingenuous that Iran's doing that, given the their supposed olive branch trying to reach out to the Obama administration?
Of course it's disingenuous, just like it's disingenuous for Kevin Cramer and others to support free trade policies with communist China that, in fact, subsidize China and their communist economic model with trillions of dollars of U.S. investment capital and technology and hard assets, which is, to me, one of the most blatant cases of treason we've ever witnessed in this country.
Mark, to me it's more disingenuous when you've got an administration that's trying to raise a debt ceiling right now, and they're trying to raise the debt ceiling. I think that's a bigger thing that's lost in this Obamacare and the government slowdown. It's not a shutdown, it's a slowdown. But when they're trying to raise the debt ceiling and you're looking at an administration that wants that debt ceiling raised, and then we're going to be borrowing money from China.
Well, of course, because we're dependent on them to buy manufactured goods. We send them trillions every year, and then they sit on that foreign exchange and the U.S. dollars, and they lend it back to us. This is not an unintended consequence. When you have a trade imbalance that's near $1 trillion annually, and half of that is with communist China, of course you're going to be dependent on them, not just for capital and manufactured goods, but for other things as well. And why would we, a constitutional republic, want to be dependent on communist China? It's treason. Thank you.
Mark, thanks for the phone call. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. Studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Do you think Congressman Kevin Cramer, what's the right move here as far as keeping his paycheck? You know, he's working. He's on the House side. I think that anybody in the House that's working right now, you know, you're earning your paycheck. I think you should keep that paycheck. Senators Hoeven and Heitkamp, they're going to be donating their paychecks to charity. What's the right move? Should this shutdown right now also take the paychecks out of the congressional delegations that each state has in Washington? If they're not doing anything right now, if nothing's getting done, what do you think? I mean, that's the question. Should Washington not be getting paid? Should the senators and congressmen not be getting paid right now when you've got other members of the government, civilian contractors, you've got members of the National Guard here in North Dakota and around the country that are not getting paid? Should their paychecks be taken as well? 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Liberty chimes in. How about giving it back to the taxpayers? I like that idea. You know, tell you what, do you think it's time that we get more effectual leverage out of Washington? By effectual leverage, I mean there's an old guard and an old way of doing things, and then there's a new guard and newer politicians that are looking at trying to forge ahead with different ideas. Do you think that's part of the problem in Washington with the gridlock, is the fact that there's the old system, the old guard, and things can't get done in a modern fashion? And sometimes I start to think that that might be the case. Scott weighs in. I'm not asking him to give it up. He is there working hard and sticking up for my best interest. Keep up the fight, Kevin Cramer. Cramer for Senate. Weighing in on our Facebook page. If you'd like to weigh in, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. You can email us, or if you want to get to our Facebook page or our Twitter, you can go to whatsonyourmindradio.com. That'll take you to both our Twitter page and our Facebook page as well. Your phone call, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hanna. We want to know what's on your mind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Remember when animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers who raise animals for food in our great state? There was one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, that decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices. And the measure passed with nearly 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress that made this country great. Learn more about all the Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your North Dakota Farm Bureau. Find out more at ndfb.org. Hunt with Heroes. This pheasant opener, a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, Saturday, October 12th, the Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. A very special day in Zeeland, North Dakota, honoring our soldiers. The day kicks off with a pheasant hunt at 8 a.m., followed by an adult and youth trap shoot tournament at 2 with great prizes, including shotgun for the top prize. Refuel at 5 at an old-fashioned hog roast and relax at the Freedom Concert, featuring Nashville recording artists Michael Lusk and Morgan Seymour. Purchase a raffle ticket for your chance to win a one-of-a-kind guitar signed by Loretta Lynn, Randy Travis, and more, or bid on a variety of silent auction items. The Zeeland Project for Wounded Warriors. Advance tickets are only $20 and available at the Quencher and Hag, the last resort in Zeeland, or online now at StopSmellNow.com or call 701-851-0023. Tickets available day of the event at the Zeeland City Hall, too. All proceeds benefit the Wounded Warrior families. Mark your calendars, Saturday, October 12th. Spend the day at a hero's hunt in Zeeland, North Dakota for this pheasant opener.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237. Extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money, and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
What's in your mind? I'm Steve Bach along with Scott Hennen, 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to talk with Senator John Hoeven on his votes for the government shutdown or I like to call it a slow down. Also at 10:06, Marilyn Haggerty, a little restaurant review. She's got a new book out. She writes for the Grand Forks Herald. And coming up at 10:47, we're going to talk with the National Weather Service, find out about this big storm system moving in. Around the region, Bismarck, Mandan, 48 this hour. Williston, 39. Dickinson, 47. Minot, 42. In Jamestown, they're at 47. Devil's Lake, 47. Grand Forks, 43 this hour. Fargo, 49. In Miles City, Montana, 45. Rapid City, South Dakota, 46. Mobridge at 52. Pier, 49. Aberdeen, 48. And Lemon at 44. 701-258-0550. 1-800-228-0550. Let's go to the phones. Dean in Mandan, what's on your mind today? Oh, we lost Dean. Tim in Mandan, what's on your mind today?
Are you talking to me now?
Yes, sir, Tim. What's on your mind today?
Say, I just got to, I would like to ask you a question, Scott, if you would pass it on to
this Senator, is Steve, actually.
Our Senator Hoeven. What is, why is it voter suppression to require an ID card, but it's not health care suppression to require these same people to have an email account and wade through all that paperwork online?
Did you try going online and wading through some of that?
No, I didn't even go on. I was watching the news yesterday, and I was watching them poor people trying to get online, and they couldn't even get past, you know, they would go through one or two functions and then be hung up.
Well, that was one of the big things yesterday, and when it's rolled out that it was bogged down. There was a lot of people on there. It was bogged down. They said they were expecting some of that, so... but we'll ask him. That's definitely a question we'll ask Senator John Hoeven when we get him on the bottom of the program. Thanks for the phone call, Tim. Let's go to Mike in Bismarck. Mike, what's on your mind today?
Well, a couple things. First of all, the idea of eliminating salaries for Congress people, I think it's a good idea. They do need some incentive to get things done in Washington. The other thing, the comment was made about Kevin Cramer not turning his salary back to charity or some other thing because he says he's doing his job. And I can understand, you know, maybe he's one of those people in Congress that doesn't have hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. But the idea is that if he's tying the repeal of Obamacare to the continuing resolution or increasing the debt limit, that just doesn't make sense. Get the continuing resolution and the debt limit, get that done. And then if there are certain things about the Affordable Care Act that need to be changed, work on those. But don't tie the two together. If he's doing that and going along with the Republicans, no, he's not doing his job.
Mike, what's the bigger issue to you? Right now, what's going on? Is it Affordable Care Act? Is it the debt ceiling? What's the biggest concern for you looming in Washington right now?
Well, I think right now the most concern is getting the government back into operation. They need to concentrate on that. And whatever senator or congressman is getting in the way of that, no, they're not doing their job. Secondly, I think we do need to do something as far as health care. It costs too much. If you have a major health issue, you can go bankrupt. And that just doesn't make sense. Now, I think one thing about the Affordable Care Act is that it doesn't address the increasing or the inflating costs, the inflation in the health care industry. Doctors, hospitals, clinics, there's just no control over costs. That does need to be changed. But there are other things about the Affordable Care Act that do make sense. So it doesn't need to be repealed. It just needs to be improved.
There are some pieces of it that do make sense. The pre-existing conditions. I like the part about the if you got kids in school that can be on it until they're 26. That all makes sense to me. In mass, it does not. Forcing the American people to have to go down a road when they've already got health coverage does not make sense to me. You know, when you start looking at this piece of legislation, I think it may have had a purpose if it was more of a voluntary system. If you could have gotten rid of the mandates that went in on the high side of this and just dealt with the low side, you know, if you couldn't afford health insurance, hey, set up a system by which you could afford health insurance, but then put some penalties in there as well. So if you walk into an emergency room and you fall under the category of being able to be covered by that Affordable Care Act or that term of health insurance, and you don't, there needs to be some ramifications. And there was no way to set that up. And I think that would have been a better path to go down. In the meantime, I think we're stuck with what we're stuck with. And to me, the debt ceiling is the bigger issue. So, Mike, thanks for the phone call. Let's go to Tim in Roscoe. Tim, what's on your mind today?
Hi. On my mind today is, these leaders of the House and the Senate, both sides, minority and majority party, that ought to be a national election. Every national election, you should be able to approve or disapprove of them, but not... You couldn't approve and disapprove of the in the same house. You'd have to pick one. You want to save your guy, get rid of their guy. And if they got disapproved of, they'd be fired. And the whole gang would have to walk right out to the end of the parking lot, and they're done. No lobbying here, nothing anymore. Out of here. Well, see, we do this during the primary season. So the people in them states that got their man fired would be able to come up with a candidate of their choice to run in the general election. And you see where I'm going?
Makes sense to me. Thanks, Tim, for weighing in. Let's go to Reed in Montana. Reed, what's on your mind today?
Well, I was calling about this government layoffs. These people don't get paid every day, do they? Don't they get paid every 2 weeks? So why can't they work till the end of 2 weeks? And if they don't have any money, then lay them off. This don't make any sense, because if they don't get paid every day, why are they laying them off now? Wait till the end of the pay period and then lay them off.
Congressman Kramer made a good point yesterday. A lot of these are going to be paid retroactively. After the government gets funded, they're going to come back. Why not have them working now and earning a paycheck? Figure that out. But being productive, because you're going to get paid for it anyways. That makes the most sense. I think Kevin Kramer was spot on that. Reed, thanks for the phone call. Kevin and Cavalier, what's on your mind today?
In response to a caller there a couple callers ago, talking about tying the Obamacare to this continuing resolution, how many bills has the House passed, sent to the Senate, they've never acted on? That's the only way to get the attention of the Senate. The Senate's the one that's the holdup. They ain't voting on what the House sends them. That's what they're supposed to do. That's my comment. That's my observation. And the Republican Party, the PR is not very good. They should be able to hammer that away, Santa. Well, we've been sending them bills. They won't act upon them. So we got to hold the budget and the government hostage so they can act upon what we want to do.
Well, that's Harry Reid and the Democrats. Kevin, that's Harry Reid and the Democrats that are not voting on what comes before them. You know, up or down vote. You know, vote, 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 vote. That's your job. Go ahead and vote and then be accountable for the way you voted, if it's right or wrong. But at least have the vote. This is What's on Your Mind. Senator John Hoeven coming up after the bottom of the hour. 701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Hennen.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try.
KeepItLocal.com. KeepItLocal.com, the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com. We keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
Beep. This is an emergency essential sale. This month only at Emergency Essentials, get 41% off freeze-dried chicken with a 25-year shelf life for only $24.99 while supplies last during our October sale. 55-gallon water barrels are only $72.99. Our 12-can bacon combo, valued at over $160, is now only $109.99. That's 32% off. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll-free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Hello, I'm Steve Shank. Everybody's heard the statement that what you don't know can't hurt you. But truth is, what you don't know is the only thing that can hurt you. For example, you might not know how our country's wars can hurt you. Japanese radiation and the Gulf oil spill are destroying your seafood. People don't understand how America's 50-year worst drought is hurting them. Our natural disaster experience has proven relief organizations can't take care of the victims. And there's the huge question of how the government will feed all the people that it's promised to feed with no food. What if we made the whole country into one big neighborhood where we take care of each other by taking care of ourselves? Here's the plan. For every new E-Patch 60-day food supply that you order, eFoods Direct will send a 7-day food supply to each of two families in your name, free of charge. Go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-876-0871. 800-876-0871. eFoodsDirect.com.
This is What's on Your Mind. Hey, folks, it's Scott Aaron along with Steve Bockett. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Thanks for Steve for going solo there for the first half hour. Just getting back at you because I'll be at Hoos Fest tomorrow and you'll be...
I know, and I won't be there.
...winging your way to Las Vegas instead of Hoos Fest. You're crazy. I'd
rather
better
be at Hoos
Fest. Deal, too.
Hey, what's your favorite?
Senator John Hoeven. Oh, I can't even begin to tell you. Meatballs, probably.
Rumagrout.
Meatballs.
Rumagrout.
Yeah. Oh, goodness sakes.
Oh, yeah.
Senator John Hoeven's probably better equipped to answer that question because he's a Minot native. What's your favorite Hoos Fest food, Senator?
Hey, guys. Rumagrout's my favorite.
I knew it.
Steve, I don't know if you've tried it, but you'd love it. It's sweet,
no,
tasty, and by the way, you can't get it in Vegas.
Heart attack in a bowl. It's my favorite. I absolutely love Rumagrout. That is my favorite all time. The butter, the sugar, oh, the heavy whipping cream. It's so good.
Yeah, good stuff. And you can't beat Hoos Fest. It's fabulous.
It sure is. Well, Senator, thanks for joining us. I know it's a busy time in Washington, D.C. with everything going on. And if you have questions or comments for the Senator, he's with us with just one segment. So get them in now at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. There's a lot of grassroots support out there for Senator Ted Cruz. I read a story last night that there seems to be a rift in the Senate between folks, and that now folks are saying, "Hey, Cruz, what was the end game strategy here? Is there two sides here, two factions? Give us the latest on what's going on here."
Oh, I think our entire Republican conference is definitely wants to get rid of Obamacare. Obviously, there are different ideas on how to go about doing it. But, you know, I mean, we all want to repeal or replace or defund or delay or whatever we can do. But, you know, I mean, the tactics is something that everybody has different ideas on and something we're continually working on. So, you know, we need to find a way to compromise and get the government going. But right now, really, as you watch what's going on in the House, it's the Democrats that are refusing, whether it's Senator Reid in the Senate or the president, they're just not willing to compromise and come up with something. And they should, because we need to get government going. But I think all Republicans are united as far as opposing Obamacare.
Senator, what's your end game? What side of the fence are you on as far as a plan? To me, I look at it's already a law. I'd like to see it get implemented sooner than later so that we can digest it and have midterm elections coming up rather than pushing back. But what's your end game?
Well, the reality is we've got to find a compromise to get the government going. I think there's a number of options that have been offered by Republicans to do that. But look, this is moving into the debt ceiling now, which is a huge, huge issue. And we've got to find real savings and real reforms to address the debt and the deficit in order to get some kind of agreement on the debt ceiling. So Democrats, as well as Republicans, are going to have to come up with some compromise, but also some big ideas here in terms of the kind of savings and reforms we make to address the debt ceiling, as well as ongoing funding of government. And I really think that as people see what's going on with Obamacare, it's not popular, and people are going to say, hey, that's not the way to go, and that we need the kind of approach that empowers people and enables them to pick their own health care provider and their own health insurance.
Well, obviously the vast majority of our listeners, and we'll get a chance to have you visit with a few of them here before we let you go, are scared to death of Obamacare. The overwhelming majority want it stopped and just, appreciate the fight to do that, which is going on right now. Is it possible in this current environment, do you believe, to do anything in the way of a delay? Obviously defunding didn't work out, but something that either levels the playing field or, says, hey, okay, if you're delaying it for employers, we're going to delay it for individuals or everybody under the same system, no exemptions. Is there anything in this current environment, given the current fight, now with funding and eventually on the debt ceiling, that can give some relief to folks on Obamacare, do you believe?
Well, that's it. I think, when we talk about some kind of compromise, how can the president delay the employer mandate for big companies but then come back and say to individuals, to the people of this country, no, we're not going to delay it for you, particularly when you have, all this difficulty with the exchanges and everything else. So, I do think that's possible because you're going to have some kind of compromise, I think. And whether that just comes as part of this, what they call a CR, which is a resolution that funds government, or whether it comes in terms of a bigger deal that we're moving into this debt ceiling issue now, you're going to have some compromise here. And that means Democrats can't just say, hey, no compromise. President Obama can't just say, hey, no, I'm not going to do anything. Because both sides need to figure out how to come together and solve these big challenges we face.
Senator, let's get to the phone calls, but we had a question from a caller in the last segment, wanted to know if he was equating voter suppression by needing an ID to healthcare suppression when you need an email and then you can't go on because it's so screwed up. Is that an issue right now as far as the Washington is concerned? Is that equatable?
Steve, say that again, because I thought you were going to have a caller come on and ask me a question. I didn't quite get all that.
We had a previous caller last segment that wanted to know, he was comparing voter suppression with needing an ID for voting, and that's called voter suppression when you need an ID, is what the Democratic side is complaining. Is there health care suppression?
I think having some kind of reasonable identification is something that is part of making sure you don't have voter fraud, right? I mean, we have identification for all kinds of things, and look, we want to protect and respect everybody's right to vote, no question. We want to encourage voting. That's a civic responsibility as well as a right and a privilege. But I mean, to have some kind of reasonable system to make sure you don't have voter fraud, to me is just kind of makes it's kind of common sense thing.
Steve in North Dakota for Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead, Steve. You're up.
Yes. Good day, Senator. Yes. A couple years ago, when the Obamacare was passed with full Democrat support and no Republicans supporting it, without any real negotiation at all, and now for the Democrats to say that the Republicans aren't negotiating, I think that's very hypocritical. And I just think, thank God for the Republicans that are sticking up for the United States finally. And going to maybe save our country at this issue, because without fighting for the common man, we're done, in my opinion.
Well, Steve, you make a good point. And I think really Republicans are showing now they're working to come up with some compromise at this point. I mean, clearly, we want to repeal and replace Obamacare, and that's going to be an ongoing battle. But really, right now, it's Democrats are saying, look, no compromise under any circumstances. And, they're in essence voting for a funding mechanism that includes changes that the president has made to the program unilaterally. So, it is a real concern, and you make a good point.
701-258-0550, 1-800-228-0550. If you have any questions or comments for Senator John Hoeven, Terry in Sterling, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I just have a question. I've been talking to some Christian friends of mine, and it's my understanding that we have Christian businesses in North Dakota that are going to close their doors if they're forced to take Obamacare because it includes abortion and abortion pill issues that are going to be forced upon the people. And my question is, I didn't know if I wanted my questions. I'd like to get to Heidi, but my question is are you aware that if Obamacare is forced on certain businesses because of their religious beliefs, they're going to have to close their doors or go against God?
This is one of the many concerns with Obamacare. And why we've tried to push for legislation that would not require coverage in these various healthcare plans for things like abortion, that kind of thing. And again, that's the concern with having government-run healthcare. And that's why that's why I voted to repeal and replace, and why I think we need a different healthcare approach for this country and why I'm going to continue to fight for it.
Appreciate the call, Terry, and that's the one we forget about in the middle of all this, but there's a lot of issues there on the religious conscience side that need to be addressed. Doug and Glenburn, yes. For Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead, Doug, you're next.
Yes, good morning, sir. I have a couple of questions. We talk about compromise on Capitol Hill, and our two parties, our people on Capitol Hill, they more like we're in two separate countries here. For good Lord, we can't even compromise. When's the last time we've had a budget? And also, I'm a DOD employee. We were sequestered 5 days already last year, the calendar year, for our federal government. Now here I am again. Us DOD employees are being wrung out on the carpet, sent home with no pay again. We have to compromise somewhere. When's that going to happen?
Right, and that's, I think, what I've been saying. We need to find a compromise that gets the government going. And, again, when the president calls the leaders of the House and the Senate up to the White House and says, hey, he's not going to compromise, I mean, what you're saying is exactly right, and he's saying he's not going to compromise. We need to figure out how to come together and solve these real problems that people face, including getting the right kind of health care. And as far as these our military and our Defense Department, we passed a bill to make sure that the military is funded, including the civilians that support them. And so some of this is an interpretation measure by the Defense Department, and we're working on that. For example, I'm on a letter with Joe Manchin, again, compromised joint letter saying, hey, the bill we passed should make sure that the Guard is paid, and as well as the military and civilians that support them. So we're working on this, and we'll keep working on it.
By the way, the Senate, the House is voting on a measure to delay the Civil Defense Department employee furloughs because the shutdown sent home, obviously, Guard folks, including, I think, 500 in North Dakota. Will the Senate take that up? Or how now that the Senate's voting on these things, what is the process for the Senate to take them up?
Great point, Scott. So not only am I working on that administratively through a letter saying the measure we passed provided that, but the House is advancing another measure, and I very much support it. And the key is that, Senator Reid needs to allow us to vote on it in the Senate as well. We'll see if he does. He's saying not, but he should.
In just a couple of minutes left, let's get back to the phones. Tim in Grand Forks, what's on your mind today?
I'd say that, if you're in your $17 trillion in debt and it'll soon be $20 trillion and then $25 trillion, you're not going to be bringing out a new generation of fighter planes. You're not going to be bringing out any new carriers or anything else. You're going to be withdrawing every place. You can't do this with this debt. And you're not the big colossus anymore. You can't do it. And if this Obamacare isn't stopped, I mean, if the House doesn't hold and defund this and stop this, I don't think these other issues are really going to matter. And
Tim, we're up against the clock. Quickly, Senator, a response by 10 seconds.
caller makes a very important point, which is why I brought up the debt ceiling as well. We have got to find ways to identify real savings and reforms that the American people want and support.
Stay tuned, folks. More coming up.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, bodies literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link. Truckers, if you're headed for the Bakken, remember the best truck wash in the Bakken is the Hurricane Truck Wash. And Anthony is on the phone to tell us why the Hurricane's the best. Anthony, deep cleaning process means you do it better than anybody else, right?
We sure do. We specialize in the Bakken mud. Something that we've learned since we've been in North Dakota is that this mud is harder than it is anywhere else in the world. We developed a process in order to cut that. Not only do we have a great cleaning process, we also have a great lounge for our customers. We want you guys to come in, relax, see our facility, see what makes us the best. Not only that you leave here with a clean truck, we have great personality. We want you to know that we appreciate your business, and we're showing you that by giving you free food, free drinks, a good lounge, free Wi-Fi, and we also have a shower facility that you can use anytime.
Mention you heard this ad on the radio. Get a free engine wash, plus the free VIP access as well with all the goodies, and of course, local shuttle service too, so it's a great way to go south of the Senex, or look for the signs off Highway 8 at Stanley, North Dakota, the Hurricane Truck Wash, the best of the best. Tell them you heard it on the radio. Get a great deal. The Hurricane Truck Wash, Stanley, North Dakota.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
In times of disaster, internet and mobile networks will go dark. A wealth of online information will be completely inaccessible. Now, imagine the most extensive survival and disaster preparedness library ever created, with information for every possible scenario still available to you without online access. That's the survival key. Ben Franklin said it best. By failing to prepare, you're preparing to fail. Get your survival key at GetSurvivalKey.com. Quite literally, the key to your survival. GetSurvivalKey.com.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
This is What's on Your Mind, 800-228-0550. Continuing our chat with Senator John Hovind until the top of the hour here. If you have questions or comments for him, and we have a full bank of calls, we'll get to all those. I did want to get to that email question. Do you have that, Steve, from Bob on the Farm Bill?
Yeah, Bob wanted to know, as far as the Farm Bill, tell the senator to stop the conservation tie to crop insurance and what will be required to do. Have a tree hugger telling us how to farm. You know, that's a big concern on the crop insurance. Is that tie going to be in there on the Senate version?
Well, he's exactly right. That is a big concern, and it is in there. And I've been leading the effort to decouple, to make sure that crop insurance is not tied to conservation compliance. And, you know, at this point, I am on the conference committee. Hopefully the House now is going to name conferees here pretty quick. And the Farm Bill can actually be part of the solution for the debt ceiling, because we're going to save on the order of $30 billion in this new Farm Bill. And so one of the things I'm working is to do exactly that. But it's a tough, tough fight, because you've got all of the environmental groups and a lot of others that are really pushing back. But, you know, if I can do it, that's exactly what I'm working on.
All right. Let's get back to the call. Stuart in New Salem for Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead, Stuart.
Good morning, Senator Hoeven. Good morning, guys. Hey, Senator Hoeven, I want to tell you, you're doing a good job stepping up the fight on this. What I want to know is this government shutdown or slowdown, what's that doing to your offices? I've been trying to get a hold of Monty in the Bismarck office for some other matters that we've been working on for several months, and now I guess she's off because of the slowdown. Permanent? How long?
Well, that's right. I mean, she is obviously, we've gone down to, just a very small crew now because of the shutdown. But Don Larson is my state director. He's the only person in state I have now on staff that's not furloughed. So if you can, try to call in or email to Don Larson at my office. And if you're not getting them, call to my D.C. office and give me your name. And number, again, we've just got a few folks here, but I've got somebody answering the phone, Sean, and talk to Sean, get your name and number, and we'll try to get after whatever it is you're working on. But Monty's furloughed at this point.
All right. Thank you much. Let's go back to the calls. Let's go to Clayton and Kildare. Clayton, what's on your mind today?
Well, I think our elected officials' first and primary responsibility is to protect our God-given rights of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, like the Declaration says. And this healthcare issue, I don't want to participate. I don't want to be involved in the healthcare system the way it is. I don't believe doctors have all the answers. And so if I choose not to participate, are they going to force me or fine me? Therefore, where is my liberty and where can I pursue my happiness?
You know, the caller makes a really good point here, which is why I felt that the Supreme Court should have struck down Obamacare as unconstitutional. I don't think under the Constitution you can be forced to buy a product, be that insurance or something else, and that's what Obamacare requires, or you're fined, obviously through your tax return. So this is why I disagreed and continue to disagree with the Supreme Court opinion that did not find that Obamacare is unconstitutional for that very reason. And again, that's why we're continuing to work to repeal and replace it. And that's why we've got to have, obviously more folks here in D.C. who agree with that approach.
Mike and Dickinson is next for Senator John Hoeven. Go ahead. Mike, you're not there? Let's try.
I am. I missed you there, and I've got a couple questions for Senator Hoeven.
We have about a minute left, so just quickly, if you ask your question, we'll get an answer quickly.
Oh, okay. That sounds fine. Senator Hoeven, good morning, and it's nice to hear you keeping in touch with your constituents.
Good morning.
First of all, regarding the Affordable Health Care Act, if it is a problem, what can be done to fix it? What can be done to replace it? It just doesn't make any sense to repeal it without something in mind to improve it. Secondly, right. Why is Congress just managing by crisis? Production tax credit last year was an issue as far as the wind industry and caused a lot of problems. The continuing resolutions need to be corrected to get a budget.
Good questions, Mike.
Right.
About 45 seconds for an answer, Senator.
Mike, look, we need the kind of health care that empowers people. That means tort reform. That means allowing more competition across state lines. That means expanded health savings accounts. That means Medicare reforms that reward good outcomes and lower costs instead of just the opposite. That's the kind of health care that will empower people. And as far as your second point on the long-term planning, right on. That's what I'm saying. We are looking at a debt ceiling that we've got to address, and we need real reforms to do that. So let's get that long-term approach, the big thinking, the kind of things that Americans want to address the challenges we face.
Senator, thanks for spending some time with us. Sorry we couldn't get to all the phone calls, but we're up against the clock. I look forward to having you on again very soon.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you very much, Senator John Hovind. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk with a North Dakota treasure, Marilyn Haggerty, restaurant reviewer for the Grand Forks Herald. She's got a new book out. We'll talk about that with her coming up next. I'm Steve Bachman with Scott Head, and this is What's on Your Mind.
Scott and Steve will be right back with What's on Your Mind. Call now, 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.